We're turning it over to you, Father. We thank you for Wendy. We just bless her in the name of the Lord. Thank you for this servant of the Lord. And Father, bless her, Lord, as she releases what you've given her today. Lord, we open up our hearts to receive from you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be here. I'm going to step on up here for a moment. So, Holy Spirit, have your way. Amen. 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 I want everyone to say, flames of fire. That's who we are in Christ. Flames of fire in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this community. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this church. I thank you, Father, that we are on fire. We're willing to go, Lord. I thank you, Father, for this time, Father. I thank you, Lord, we're reaching the lost at any cost. And, Father, I thank you, and may the meditation of my heart, Lord, I thank you, and the words of my mouth be pleasing in your sight. Holy Ghost. Glory to God. So I want to start out with a few announcements about Love Our City Elkhart, teaming with Love in Action. Amen. Amen. So it is going to be at 1 p.m. August 26th at McNaughton Park, and we're focusing more on the band stage area. So that's where I will have everyone meet. And also August 12th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., I'm going to have a team meeting of everyone who's willing to go out on the streets with us. And I will let you know more about what we're doing at that time. And also, we are also going to have a soul winning class right after that. And then we will also go out on the streets with whoever can, okay? Because there will be time for lunch in between there. Just a heads up on that one. And we will be meeting here at the River of Life Church on Prairie Avenue in Elkhart. Amen, for those online as well. And also, we are going to have a very, very fun time doing this. Amen. There is joy in the Holy Ghost, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So we're going out. We're going to win the lost at any cost. And during a lot of time that I had got hit with the fire, the Lord had given me a song. So I'm going to go ahead and sing that song really quick. Okay, it says, there's no greater name than Jesus. Amen. It's not about us. It's all about him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I just want to tell you what the chorus says. The chorus says, no greater name than Jesus. Such power in your name. No greater name than Jesus. We sing your victorious praise. We've already got the victory over this outreach. Amen. Amen. It's already in God's hands. It's already the Holy Ghost is preparing the way. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Distracted minds, Lord, we honor you.
So God is on the throne, amen? Hallelujah. What have we to fear when Jesus is on the throne and we're seated at the right hand in heavenly places? We have nothing to fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how will they know unless we go? How will they know? Well, Romans 10:14 in the New Living Translation says, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? See, we're the hands and we're the feet and we're the voice of Jesus. With that resurrection power inside of us, amen? We don't go alone. We go with him. He leads, we follow. But he gives us power. Amen. John 20:21 in the Amplified Classic says, then Jesus said to them again, peace to you. Just as the Father has sent me forth, so I am sending you. So he's sending us. All of us have a calling. All of us have a purpose. We are vessels filled with the Holy Spirit to be used by God. And it doesn't matter if you pray, sow, go, any of that. We're a team effort. We are all involved in this. All of us get the blessing from this. But it's not about getting the blessing. It's about blessing others. We're blessed, of course, but we're blessed to be a blessing. Amen? Amen. So in Acts 1:8, the Amplified Classic says, but you shall receive power, which is ability, efficiency, and might, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And that is dunamis power, folks. That is explosive power. That's to go with no fear, no doubt, no unbelief, no insecurities. And we'll take care of that too before we go out on the streets. Amen. So Acts 10:38 in the King James Version says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all, not some, all, amen, that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So it's an absolute surrender. It's a consecration unto God. Amen. When God anoints you, you'll be held accountable for what he has anointed you to do. So we need to make sure that we're on the straight and narrow with Lord, that we have clean hands, we lift clean hearts, we lift holy hands and pure hearts. Amen? Amen? Because as we go, there's a transference of the anointing. So we want to make sure that what we're transferring into these precious ones that we're going to meet on the streets, that we are transferring purity. We're transferring the love of God, the righteousness, the peace and joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? That's what it's all about. So the holy fire of God in Matthew 3:11, and John the Baptist said this, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. So we always humble ourselves under his mighty hand. You don't want God to humble you. You humble yourself under God's mighty hand. So he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear or untie. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. Now the fire of God is like an inner fire that burns everything out of you that's not of him. The fire purifies. It's an absolute surrender, like I said, a consecration unto God that will give you a burning passion to speak the word in boldness, to see the lost saved. It's a heart on fire for the work of the ministry to build the kingdom of God. It's our responsibility to stir up the Holy Ghost within us. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We are so thankful, Lord. We're so thankful that we still have this opportunity to reach the lost before he comes back. Because people, he's coming back very soon. It's an urgency. I am a revivalist. It's an urgency in my spirit. I am so excited. It's a spiritual awakening like never before. And it's breakthrough. It's breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Jesus has already broken through, but we're going to take it. Amen. We're going to take that victory and we're going to see it. Amen. And I believe that with all my heart. It's a holy fire that burns with a fervency to go at any cost with no fear. It's a holy love that will never give up. We don't give up on anybody. Ever. Jesus doesn't. He'll leave the 99 to go after the one. Yes, a person with the heart on fire, offenses can't stop them. Persecutions can't stop them. It's a passionate boldness to preach the good news without fear. And we are all flames of fire. I want to say that again. Say, Jesus, I am a flame, a fire, a holy fire for your work of the ministry. I will do what you want me to do. I will say what you want me to say. And I will go where you want me to go. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. Oh, ha, Jesus. We're going to go to the lost and hurting and let them know that there is good news. Good news. Now is the time and the harvest is ripe because Jesus is coming back very, very soon. And the fire propels you, and I'll tell you, you feel it. It's like a warmth that just overtakes me. And whenever I go to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, it doesn't say they might. It says they shall recover. So we go in faith. Amen. Faith and patience. They work well together. So we go, we lay hands. There's a burning in my hand that I feel as I lay hands on people. And I know where he's telling me to lay hands and where he's telling me to go. Because there's a burning in my feet even when I hit a territory. So we're also going to go take that territory. Amen. We're going to go to all the places and do prayer walks. Intercessors are so vital when we go. So if you're interceding, thank you. Because I would not go without an intercessor. Absolutely not. It's very vital that we pray. And I pray and fast. Because I know that God has a purpose, a perfect plan, and a purpose for all of us in this. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Whew. You. Amen. So, Lord... Oh, Lord, just have your way. And I thank you, Father. He gives me strategies all the time, okay? So it's constantly a download. So thank you, Lord. Interrupt whatever you want to do. Holy Ghost, take whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Let's just praise him right. And just, Father, we glorify you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is not about us. Father, it's going to get the lost at any cost, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Mark 16, 15 through 20, and it will be back up there too, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned." That's why the time is short. "And these signs shall follow them that believe." So those of you who have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. So you're a believer. So it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name." So we go with Jesus. "In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." It doesn't say they might. It says they shall recover. Amen? And when it says these signs shall follow them that believe, and when he says, "Go ye," that sounds like a commandment to me. There's no question mark there. Amen? Amen. So it says, in my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, sat on the right hand of God, which, praise the Lord, that's where we're seated in heavenly places. Glory to God. And he went forth, they went forth, and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. The Lord confirms the word, and signs follow. So it's the Lord confirming the word with signs following. So as we go and we preach the word, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe it in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the good news. Amen. And then he sent the Holy Spirit. As they were up in that room on Pentecost. Amen. They were up in that room on Pentecost. Oh, Lord. They waited and wondered in unity for that holy sound of heaven. Like a mighty rushing wind rolled in, and the cloven tongues of fire danced on their heads. They started praying in tongues. Well, God was anointing them to go to all the world and preach the good news that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus delivers and does miracles today. There's no stopping Jesus. I don't care what anybody says. There is no stopping the will of God. Nobody can stop our God. Amen. We are obedient vessels, full of the fire of God, full of the passion to see lives changed for eternity. So give God your all, and he will consistently amaze you. Although, you know, one time I was out and I was praying for a little girl, and I laid hands on her ears, and she had hearing aids. And she, all of a sudden, it was a matter of even 30 seconds. She goes, I can hear you. All I did was touch her. That's how powerful the anointing is that you carry. It's the holy presence and the fire of God. Amen. But this little girl, I mean, she was precious. I mean, she was precious. And she goes, I can hear you. You know, that's just like the gentleman at the Gate Beautiful, okay? They said, I do not have to give you. But what I give you is the name of Jesus and the power of God. Rise up and walk. So we go in faith, rise up and walk. And he went leaping and praising God. Amen? Amen. Because he has such a plan and purpose for such a time as this. He's such a time as this. And I have been traveling a lot in ministry since 2014. And just the miracles that I've seen. And God is like, why are you amazed? Why are you so amazed? I've been doing this all along. You know, it shouldn't shock you that I'm that powerful. So I really had to get on my knees and go, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's like, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Because he is our all-powerful, wonder-working God. Yes, amen? Amen. And so he's not giving up. So we're not going to give up. Amen? We're going to keep going in the fire and the power and the holy presence of God. Amen? Because with him, we can do all things. Amen. All things. Not some things. When he wants us to do all things, it's all things you're called to do.
That's right.
Amen? Without hesitation.
Amen.
And that's the other thing. I had to learn that. I learned that the hard way. So I was supposed to go to Tennessee. I was living in Florida. I was supposed to go to Tennessee. And the day before, somebody just knocked on my door randomly and said, this is a check for you to go. That's another thing. God will just have people come your way and give you the whatever you need to go. I mean, he works in the hearts and minds of people. But that's not what it was about. It was just a sign for me. Oh, it was a confirmation I'm supposed to go.
That's right.
I waited one day. And I was, because my daughter was there, you know, I was all these excuses, all these things that I was doing, and the Lord said, no. You know, so I went to bed. I actually woke up the next morning. He said, I told you to go. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, Lord. You know, and it's, of course, he forgave me, and the grace and the mercy was there. Thank God. But I didn't stop after that. And so now I know anytime he tells me to go, I will not hesitate. I won't. I am a revivalist with a heart on fire. And it's, I will go, even if I go to some place by myself and I've left my family for years, he's always been with me and always provided help and always provided things to go just to help in the process. You know, he'll never leave us or forsake us. Amen. We just repent and go on. Amen. But we've got to go on. We don't carry all that baggage. We've got to let that baggage go and carry on. Amen. And I love what Zechariah 2:5 says, that he's a wall of fire round about you. He is the glory in your midst. So just remember that every time you put one foot on the ground to go out, you're taking territory for him. He's a wall of fire round about you. He is the glory in your midst. Amen. Amen. So if everyone would just close their eyes and bow their heads right now, I just want to pray. And Father, just I thank you, Lord, for this time. And I thank you for this time together, Father. I thank you, Lord, that this is your plan. This is your will. Father, your will, nothing less, nothing else, and nothing more. Your will be done, Father, as it is in heaven. And we thank you for the victory in that. And now I want to ask anybody here, if you have any doubt or any question, even those online, if you have any doubt or any question, like if Satan's messing with your mind, telling you that you're not saved, or if the Lord were to come back just today, do you know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you'd go to heaven? Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus, and those who call upon his name shall be saved. So I want to do an invitation. If anybody wants prayer, or if anybody has any doubts, if Satan's tormenting you, I want to let you know that we're here for you. We're here to pray for you. We're here to pray for you. Everybody knows? That's great. That's great. Hallelujah. Well, anyone online, if you don't know for sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to go to heaven, I just want to say this prayer with you anyway. And everyone, we can all pray this together. Okay? And we'll just let us know if anyone has received, if you've accepted Jesus after this, in Jesus' name. So, Father, just say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I have sinned, and I repent. I believe, as I speak with my mouth and believe in my heart, that I will be saved. I believe you died on the cross. You rose again, and you're coming back again for me. So Jesus, right now, in the finished work of the cross, I make you Lord of my life. Have your way in me, Jesus. And fill me with the Holy Spirit and with the holy boldness to tell others about Jesus. Amen. And I want to do another call. If any of you feel like you're just lukewarm, or if you feel as if you need more fire, you know, if the devil's been lying to you that you don't have a purpose, well, you do. I have good news. You do. You have a great purpose. Everyone has a special purpose, and nobody else can fulfill that purpose but you. So I want everyone to look at their fingerprints. Look at the fingerprints on your hand. Nobody has those fingerprints but you. That's how special you are. Amen. You are so special. So if any one of you feels like you need more fire, I would be happy to pray for you. And the pastors, whoever wants to come up and have prayer. Amen.
If you'd like prayer this morning, come on up. The elders will come. We'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus.